Brad Pin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 33rd Torino Film Festival, and today I have with me Corny Hardy, who is presenting here in the After Hours section the Hello, and was also a juror of the competition. Yeah. So, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, how is it going, this Torino Film Festival? Wow. You're almost reaching the end of it, so...
No, not it's come too soon. No, it's been really... a real experience, you know. I've just been on a trip around the world with different festivals with the Hallow, but this is the first time I've been on the jury, and probably the last festival I will do with the Hallow as well, so it's really sort of a nice conclusion, and I've been able to actually just focus on watching other people's films, which has been really enjoyable, as opposed to sort of, you know, trying to promote my own.
Since I know you will be my guest in a few days to tell us how was the experience as a juror,
yeah.
I won't ask you anything more about that, so I'll let you think about the films you're watching, and I'll let you ask you, since that's your first film, I'll let you ask you to briefly describe and introduce The Hallow.
Sure. Yes, The Hallow is my first film. It's a horror movie. I wanted to try and look for a new kind of monster, so I looked to fairy tales. So I wanted to tell a kind of fairy tale, but grounded in reality for an adult audience. So it's inspired by the sort of 70s and 80s period of horror movies. And it's about a couple who are English, and they move to Ireland. He's a conservationist who's sent there to investigate the health of a forest. And he discovers something in the forest that comes for the baby. The Bambino.
And since that's your first film, I'm always interested in knowing the genesis of a film, but in this case, why a genre film?
Well, I grew up, I saw King Kong, the original, when I was five, and really, it sort of terrified me, but I also found myself in tears at the end because I loved the monster, and I didn't know why. I was sort of had this clash of emotions. But as I grew up, I watched Ray Harryhausen movies, Jason and the Argonauts or Clash of the Titans. And then maybe at around 12, I saw films like Alien and The Thing and The Evil Dead. And there was something about them that really captured my imagination, and particularly these kind of movies, which are a bit more imaginative than, the visual and dark. And there was a sort of challenge to watching them when I was young, so I've always enjoyed horror, and I'm wearing a Suspiria t-shirt right now as well. Dario Argento was also very inspiring, and so I, when I got to working on my own, I wrote a number of scripts. They're all based around horror.
And I was thinking, while we were talking, I was thinking that maybe that actually these monsters, as we call them, are less evil than we think. I mean, technically, in the film, you're sort of breaking a balance. They're the first to invade their space or their equilibrium.
Yeah.
So in a way, you can sort of relate to them. There's a reason behind it. It's not an horror without a cause.
Yeah, I think that's important. Certainly, that's my preferred kind of movie in general. And I think it's, well, I didn't want to give too much away, but when you see a horror movie like this, I think you can have sympathy for the creature, and it makes it more interesting. It doesn't mean they're not going to do terrible things, but I wanted to make a movie that had heart and wasn't just a bleak experience, but was something, you know, it was effectively trying to translate a fairy tale into reality and see what that might be like for a couple of real people to experience an encounter with something from mythology that may have come because of the fault of mankind.
Yes. And there's another thing that was very interesting for me, that in a way it makes you think that sometimes you cannot trust anybody, not even your instinct.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Right.
So, did you want to express that as well?
Yeah.
Because in a way, we're not sure about anything anymore.
And yeah. Thanks. I'm glad you picked up on it. It was. I think it's important. I mean, when you're trying to create a movie that's gripping and has tension that will keep you watching, that's exciting but also, you know, hopefully emotionally connecting you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to sort of feel like you're going through what the characters are going through. So it's obviously important that the actors are pulling off a powerful performance, but also the way this narrative goes, which in this case is about a couple with a baby that's 5 months old. And although I now also have a child, so I'm
yes,
going
I was looking at her. That made me think a little.
I wrote the story imagining the pressures on decision making when, you know, you both, no one really knows the right answer and what the baby may want. And this would become more magnified and difficult when you have something outside of your own reality trying to put a certain pressure on. So it makes the decision making more difficult, and that would be quite exciting to watch the conflict, and in this case it affects the couple psychologically as well as physically. So it is ultimately about parenting and who to trust.
Yes, exactly, because in a way, in the common sense, you tend to believe, for example, that the mother has her instinct, you know,
yeah.
she knows
yeah.
it all. And in this case,
right.
there's another thing that you're trying to portray that it might not be true. I mean, all the things that we think that are natural, sometimes they might not be.
No, you said it there, mother's instinct. That was one of the ideas. I mean, when I was reading about fairy tales, one of the ideas I thought would be really interesting was around a changeling. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this in Italy.
Yes.
This idea of, is the baby really yours or not? I mean, you think, and this idea that a mother would always know. And I wanted to try and fit this idea into a movie where the mother doesn't know. And this would be terrifying. It's like, that there's an idea that this thing in her hands is maybe not her baby.
Yeah,
well, yeah, we're spoiling too much. Yeah. Since you've traveled a lot with this film, is there something that, like we are talking now, that the people noticed or got from your film that you were even thinking about when you made it?
It's a good question. I suppose it's very interesting seeing different audiences react.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, they prove you right and you're really happy that they reacted a certain way. They laughed or they screamed. Other times you find out new moments in the film that they react to. Like, oh, I didn't really plan that, but maybe, okay, fine, maybe I did. But there's something that someone said actually a month or so ago in an interview where they said, I didn't really think about this myself, mm-hmm. but in relation to horror, they said that sometimes when you watch a horror movie, you feel like the director of the film hates people and wants to see something like terrible happen like this. And then they said, but in relation to me and the Hallow, they felt that I really loved people. And I sort of went, oh yeah, you know, well I do. And I felt pleased that they had noticed this, because I think you can tell a horror movie with heart and want to care for the people in the film and also have an experience that's enjoyable and thrilling and scary and not something that's just, absolutely downbeat.
Now that you make me think of, yes.
I don't want to make a torturous film. I want to make a film that's, imaginative and exciting, moving and scary.
Thank God you didn't let me see the dog. Because I have problems with dogs being killed. Or
so do I.
So thank you not showing that.
Well, you don't know, maybe it's having a good time. I can't give too much away.
Yes. And, okay, so one last question. It's not actually a question. It's a pity that I cannot show the design because you actually created the monsters.
Well, I did initially, certainly. I really enjoy, I've studied theatre design and I always enjoyed drawing and storyboarding and then also sculpting, in my childhood. So when it got to The Hallow, I keep sketchbooks and I will draw, as much as possible. Really just privately to begin with, just like exploring an idea of like because the big challenge is you say I want to make a fairy tale and then people say, well, what does it look like, and you need to be able to convince people to get money to make the film. So it helped to just keep drawing these creatures and these concepts scenes, and I started my sketchbook, and then when I got to actually make the film, I could work with a close team of special effects artists, and we tried to do everything practically as possible and do makeup and prosthetics and animatronics and puppetry and create it all as real as we could, and then use just a bit of visual effects and CG to kind of complete an illusion. Quite a lot of it, but in invisible ways, a mixture of techniques.
Maybe we can take a picture later with the sketchbook, and now we'll put it on the website so that our listeners can see that.
That'd be great.
So are you already working on something else on your second film, or do you have it already in mind?
I have a number of my own original projects that I'm going to make, but the one that's also came to me after The Hollow is The Crow. It's called Il Corvo, is it in...
Il Corvo.
Yeah, because I have an Italian poster, actually.
Il Corvo,
When I came to Florence when I was 17, and I bought a huge Il Corvo poster, which I have at home. I was a big Crow fan, and also the graphic novel. And because there's a graphic novel, which is by James O'Barr, it's a very, like, potent, beautiful, heart-wrenching and thrilling piece of art, and because that exists, when I was asked to do a new version of The Crow, I take my inspiration from the graphic novel.
Bello, so we can wait to see that.
Yeah, me too. So that's coming next.
Okay, so Corinaldi, thank you so much, and I guess we'll talk in a few days.
Yeah. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, yes. And thank you for sharing your experience on The Hollow. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.